Welcome. Today we're discussing an interesting piece from MIT Technology Review Insights about optimizing cloud usage for business value. Buckle up.
Cloud optimization, it's more than just a buzzword, right? I'm eager to unpack what this actually means for businesses.
Absolutely. The article highlights this massive growth in cloud spending, a whopping 23% year-over-year increase in Q3 2024. Businesses are clearly recognizing the cloud's potential for agility and innovation.
$84 billion. That's a serious investment. But are companies truly maximizing their returns?
That's the key question. The article argues that many workloads are still on-premises, or simply not optimized effectively, which limits the potential for growth and innovation. It's like having a powerful sports car and only driving it in first gear.
I see. Interesting. So what's the secret sauce? How do companies actually optimize their cloud usage?
Well, it's about finding the sweet spot between cost, security, resilience, and innovation. It's not just about slashing costs. It's about strategic allocation of resources to maximize performance.
Got it. So it's a holistic approach. But how does that translate to real-world benefits?
The article mentions enhanced security, more resilient workloads, a better customer experience. All of these lead to increased revenue and cost savings. It creates a virtuous cycle.
A virtuous cycle? Tell me more about that.
Think of it this way. Optimization frees up resources, which can then be reinvested in further innovation, like, say, generative AI, which in turn drives further growth and efficiency.
Ah, I get it. It's a snowball effect. But isn't cloud optimization a complex undertaking?
It can be, but the payoff is worth it. The article quotes Andre Dufour from AWS, who emphasizes that optimization isn't just about cutting costs. It's about strategically redirecting those savings to fuel new innovations.
That's a great point. It's not just about saving money. It's about investing it wisely.
Exactly. And that's how businesses can truly unlock the full potential of the cloud, by seeing it as an engine for growth, not just a utility.
This has been incredibly insightful. So, for businesses looking to start optimizing their cloud usage, what's the first step?
I'd say a thorough assessment of current cloud spending and resource allocation is crucial. Identifying areas of waste or inefficiency is key.
Makes sense. You need to know where you stand before you can chart a course forward.
Precisely. And then it's about developing a comprehensive cloud strategy that aligns with overall business goals.
Great advice. Any final thoughts before we wrap up?
Just to reiterate, cloud optimization isn't a one-time fix. It's an ongoing process of continuous improvement and adaptation. And the rewards, as we've discussed, can be substantial. Thanks for joining me today.
Goodbye.